Hello, welcome to Across the Park podcast. Myself, Ian Mills, down at Finch Farm to speak to one of the new stars of the Everton women's team ahead of a big game this Sunday, a very, very big game for the women at Walton Hall Park against West Ham United. Locked on points, but 5 points off Bristol at the bottom, a big chance for the women to put some daylight between us and Bristol. Tickets are available still at evertonfc.com, so I would head on over to evertonfc.com. It's Sunday, 1 o'clock. Get the family down to Walton Hall Park to support the women. One of the women will be our new signing, and I'm delighted to be joined by her today. It's Eleanor Dale. Eleanor, thanks for joining us on Across the Park. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. It's nice to be at Finch Farm and speaking to players like yourselves, and I'm sure we'll get into the game on Sunday. But you are a new signing. You've only been here a short period. Mm-hmm. How are you finding being here? We've spoke about the weather. Very different in the States to here. But how are you finding? Are you enjoying being part of Everton?
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it. Obviously, it's a new challenge. I'm trying to embrace it. Moving to Liverpool, living in the city is very different. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. Enjoying being around the girls and in the environment here.
Good. Well, you are Googleable. Now you're part of the Women's Super League. So I've Googled you, and I was quite excited by some of the stats that Google came back at me with. In college soccer, you got 28 goals in one season with 5 assists. And the award I think you got is a very big award, the Big Ten Forward. Is that right? Talk to us about that. That's a really good season and a big award. Is that a big moment in your career there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I loved playing this season. Like, I was really enjoying my football. I played over the summer, so... You know, in the US it's hard, I think, because we have a season jam-packed into such a short period of time.
Okay.
So the spring, we don't really play many games. So in the summer, I was able to play for a team, which, you know, allowed me to have more consistency. And that definitely followed in to the fall. And yeah, like I said, I was just enjoying my football, and I went out every day just wanting to have fun. And I think that's why I was so successful.
Oh, that's a nice attitude. Look, brought you over to the club, and those 28 goals seem appealing. So if you bring 28 goals with you, I think we'll be very, very happy. You've done something right there. But the Women's Super League, as you know, you've not been part of it yet, but it's sort of on fire over here, mm-hmm. playing in big stadiums, big media companies are covering it, and fans are cramming into stadiums to watch you. A little bit different. I've had a look at the college soccer in the States, a little bit different. But is this college soccer getting bigger, the female college soccer? Is it getting bigger in the States?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the system they've got over there is great because, obviously, you know, you get your education alongside your football. And in Nebraska, it was nice because we were classed as, like, the professional athletes because there's no professional sports in Nebraska. So we used to get, like, thousands of fans come to all games. Like, little girls who were always, like, wanting autographs or photographs. And it was just so nice. It was just really nice to see how it was, like, inspiring the next generation. And like you said about the WSL, I think it's definitely doing that as well.
Yeah. Well, Walton Hall Park on Sunday, and I know you've not played there yet without ruining it, you're going to become a celebrity because there's tons of young Evertonians who just want selfies, my little boy included, selfies with all the players, autographs, and it's very much a big day out at Walton Hall Park, and it's a big game, isn't it? I've just mentioned there that, you know, we're locked on points with West Ham, and we're only 5 points off bottom, really, so it's time for a big win. We've got our new 28 goal a season striker coming in to save the day, if you will. But all jokes aside, are you looking forward to Walton Hall Park on Sunday?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, the girls have, like, mentioned what the atmosphere is like, so I just can't wait to be part of that. And like you said about the young fans, I think that's the great thing about women's football is, you know, we do inspire that younger generation. Like, remember when I was a little girl, I didn't really get to go to many women's games, but it just shows how much, like, the game has progressed. Like, some kid asked me to sign a Lucozade bottle the other day, and I was like, what are you going to do with that when you get home? But yeah, I can't wait to play on Sunday, and like you said, it's a massive game, so yeah, hopefully we can get lots of fans there and have a good day.
I hope so. How's it been at Finch Farm, because we're on the back of a fantastic victory in the Cup at Forest. I watched it, and the girls were unbelievable. Is that a bit of a mood changer? Has everyone been up this week at Finch Farm and looking forward as a team towards Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, coming off the Chelsea game, I think we were a bit disappointed with how that one went. So to have this game winning 7-1, yeah, I think it's being on the other side of the result, you know, was a massive thing. And I think as a team, it was what we needed, you know, just like a well-rounded performance, a professional performance, because that game could have gone either way with, you know, the state of, like, the weather, the pitch, all things. And Nottingham, credit to them, you know, they're a good team, put up a good fight. But yeah, the atmosphere is really good, and I think, you know, we want to carry that into the game on Sunday.
Okay, so it's evertonfc.com. Head over there now and get some tickets, because like we said there, the women do need our support, and Walton Hall Park is a great place to play, and also the Merseyside Derby is coming up at Goodison Park as well. We had a podcast here last week where Eleanor, £2 for kids. to get into the derby. That's going to be a big one at Goodison. I know we're looking forward to West Ham, but I can't not ask you. You must be looking forward to Goodison Park against Liverpool.
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean, just to play in that stadium, like, and it's the Merseyside derby, like, what an occasion that's going to be. £2 for a ticket, you can't go wrong, can you?
Exactly, you can have my job. You can get a staff selling tickets. £2 for a ticket. It's a little bit more for Watton Hall Park, but season ticket holders do have a window. If you've not been to a women's game before, season ticket holders and fan members have a window where they can get tickets, and then obviously you've got to pay after that. But I encourage anybody to get down. But look, it's a big, big game, and it's probably going to be your home debut. So before we let you go, thank you for having us down here at Finch Farm. Before we let you go, have you got a message to the Evertonians who are going to be looking forward to watching you play on Sunday?
I can't wait to get going, you know, play in front of you all, and I'm excited to meet you on Sunday, hopefully for a big win.
Absolutely, a big win sounds good to me. With our 28 goal a season striker, I'm never gonna let her live this down. She's got to bring 28 goals to this team.
No pressure.
But no, it's been great to have you on Across the Park podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thanks for having me.
Okay, and like I said, evertonfc.com, please head over to get some tickets for a big game, Everton on Sunday against West Ham, 1 o'clock, Watton Hall Park. See you there. Up the Soffies.